I keep clicking on websites and a monster keeps catching my attention. It's something that's easily configurable in content management systems such as WordPress, yet many of us are guilty of ignoring the importance of URLs. Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners, a podcast about all things content and SEO. I'm your host, Graham Knight, and today I'm going to talk about URLs. To a lot of website owners, the humble URL is of little importance. They seem less important than the title and the heading elements of a page, but URLs can be a powerful ally in achieving SEO success. Much like a lot of things in the SEO world, history has proven that there is no clear answer as to whether URLs play a significant part in ranking a website in Google. Back in 2010, Matt Cutts of Google published a video about URL structure, and I'm not going to bore you with the details aside from saying that the big takeaway was that we should think of a URL from a user experience point of view. What does that mean exactly? Well, no matter what the URL structure is that you're going to use, you need to make sure a potential visitor doesn't see it as a spammy or a hokey link in any way. If they do, they may not click on it. In 2016, John Mueller, also of Google, stated that the use of keywords in URLs was in fact a ranking factor, but the effect on page ranking was minimal, and he said that the influence was actually very, very small. I think you can deduce from both of these Google experts that there are many other areas of a site to put more focus on in order to get better results from SEO. Questions about keywords in URLs have been asked and answered throughout subsequent years, and the answer is still the same. Keywords in a URL plays a minor role in ranking, but don't overthink them. Google does show the URL in the search engine results page, that's the SERPs, for sites that don't use breadcrumb navigation. So do keywords in the URL actually help with click-through rate or CTR? Well, perhaps the URL catches the eye of the searcher, but it's not highlighted in any way, so it may not help that much. However, saying that, a nice URL will always look more enticing than an ugly URL. Given that Google strongly recommends making pages useful for users, I would recommend that you seriously consider making your URL simple and structured and easy to read and understand. With that said, what are some of the best practices you can follow to make sure this happens? Well, here's a list. Number one, standardize your URLs in lowercase. URLs are actually case insensitive, meaning they can be uppercase or lowercase. But again, thinking about the user, it makes sense to keep words in lowercase to ease readability. You can use uppercase if you like, but then it's kind of like your website is shouting at visitors. Number two, hyphens and not underscores are commonly used for separating words in URLs. Underscores are a little bit ugly and they're a little bit weird on the eyes, actually, and they can go invisible when the cursor lands on a website hyperlink. Certainly don't mix and match the two either. Just keep it simple. Just keep it hyphenated. Number three, use words, including keywords in the URL, designed to truly describe what the page is about to the user. Pick words that are most relevant in connecting the visitor with the page. Help them understand what it's about without them having to think. Number four, use simple words and remove superfluous words. Keep URLs short and concise. Number five, future-proof your URLs. If you have an article titled Top Sports Cars for 2023, then don't make the URL top-sports-cars-4-2023. It's going to become old very quickly, and it's hard to change URLs and keep them updated, especially if other websites link to them. You can always change a title when it's 2024, but perhaps the URL should simply be top-sports-cars. Number six, unless you have an e-commerce store, I recommend keeping a nice flat structure of simple URLs like I just described. Don't have folders containing other folders and other folders within folders and then the page. You've probably seen them. For example, grasscutting.com/services/lawn-trimming. Just keep it simple, like grasscutting.com/lawn-trimming. Number 7, keep funny characters out of your URLs, and we've probably all seen them. For example, grasscutting.com/lawn%20pest%20control. That's quite offensive on the eyes and certainly not user-friendly. Just keep it grasscutting.com/lawn-pest-control. There are a lot of nuances to URLs for SEO, but remember, you'll probably have a good structure if you keep the visitor top of mind, help them to understand what the page is about, and just do it in a way that doesn't make them think. Help the visitor want to click your content as well, share it, and keep top of mind that simple website page URLs really can help with this. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.